The 6 Series was no racer when it succeeded the E9 Coupe. That was to be the M1's job, but the M1 wasn't homologated at the end of 1979, so privateers tried the 6 Series in racing, which was homologated as a Group 2 car for the 1980 season. And it started winning. We're talking 3 European Touring Car Championship titles by 1986. Rules required the 635 CSI to race with BMW's 3.4-liter single-cam inline-six, but Motorsport's Paul Rocha didn't want his twin-cam M88 engine to die with the M1 in 1981, so he updated it for the 84 M635 CSI. As the M88/3, it put out 286 horsepower and a top speed of 155 miles per hour. Some weren't willing to wait for the U.S. spec M6, as it was renamed. More than a year before it became available, the car shown here was imported to the U.S. Completed in January of 85 in Alpine White, this M635 CSI was delivered from Motorsport to a dealer in Frankfurt, where it was purchased by Klaus Wexroth of Switzerland for nearly $32,000, a big number back then. He registered it in Geneva and shipped it to New York in September of 85. After paying over $6,500 for federalization, he registered it in New Jersey, where it remained until 2013. Wexroth kept its stock and maintained it well. In 2013, it was sold via EAG to Frank Feldman of Pennsylvania. Feldman owned a body shop, and his repaint took the car to the next level, according to George Whiteley, who bought it from Feldman in 2016. Since then, George and wife Sue have detailed the engine bay, added a Z3 shifter, and refurbished the M88/3 engine. I never really lusted after an E24, but I always admired the shape and position among classic BMW coupes, says Whiteley, who also owns an E9 2800 CS and an 850 CSI. Whiteley keeps the Sixer at his vacation home in the Georgia Mountains. We are fortunate to live between two of the most scenic and twisty roads in the state, and the M6 is delightful. The mechanical noise is wonderful, he says, and the car is the purest driver's car among my small collection of BMW coupes.